Jeremiah 40. The word which came to Jeremiah from Yahweh after Nebuzaradan the captain of the guard had let him go from Ramah, when he'd taken him being bound in chains among all the captains of among all the captives of Jerusalem and Judah who were being carried away captive to Babylon. Well, we read in chapter 39 that Nebuchadnezzar knew about Jeremiah because Jeremiah was well known as a prophet who had been telling the Jews, submit to Babylon, surrender to them. He'd even worn a yoke on his own neck to symbolize how he himself believed that the people should surrender to Babylon and submit to them. And he'd encouraged the king Zedekiah and the others to submit to surrender to Babylon, but they'd refused. And so the Babylonians quite liked Jeremiah. And of course, it was all confused there, and all these captives were being led away in chains. And the word comes, find this guy Jeremiah and set him free. And that's what they do. The captain of the guard took Jeremiah and said to him, may Yahweh your God pronounce evil on this place. And it has happened as he said. But I release you this day from the chains which are on your hand. If it seems good to you to come with me into Babylon, come, and I will take care of you. But if it seems bad to you to come with me to Babylon, you needn't. All the land is before you. Where it seems good and right to you to go, you can go there. If you remain, then return to Gedaliah, whom the king of Babylon appointed governor of the cities of Judah, and dwell with him among the people. Or go wherever you think it right to go. The captain of the guard gave him an allowance of food and a present, and let him go. I guess that was money to live on. So what does Jeremiah do? He's got the choice of a comfortable retirement in Babylon. That's what he could have chosen, because the Babylonians liked him, and even King Nebuchadnezzar liked him, because he had called Nebuchadnezzar Yahweh's servant and had told the Jews to surrender to him. But he doesn't do that. He chooses to remain among the people. Jeremiah went to Gedaliah and lived with him among the people who were left in the land. But we just read in the last chapter that the people who were left in the land were very poor people. And so it wasn't going to be a great life, but he chose, like Moses did, to suffer affliction with the people of God rather than enjoy a soft life in Babylon. Would it have been a sin to retire to Babylon? Not really. Wouldn't have been a sin, I wouldn't have said. But he chose the higher level. And often you have this in life, that you have levels upon which you can serve God, and we should choose the higher level. If we love God, that's what we want to do. Now, when all the captains of the forces who were in the fields heard that the king of Babylon had made Gedaliah governor in the land, then they came to Gedaliah, they and their men. Gedaliah swore to them and to their men, saying, don't be afraid to serve the Chaldeans. Dwell in the land and serve the king of Babylon, and it will be well with you. As for me, behold, I dwell at Mizpah to stand before the Chaldeans who shall come to us. But you gather in your harvest and dwell in your cities that you've taken. Likewise, when all the Jews who were in Moab and among the children of Ammon and in Edom and in all the countries heard that the king of Babylon had left a remnant of Judah and that he'd set Gedaliah over them, then all those Jews who'd run away to all the neighbouring countries, they returned and came to the land of Judah to Gedaliah and gathered a huge harvest. So it's the very poor of the land who are left, and they're given a big harvest. And Gedaliah is a Jew who has been appointed by the Babylonians to rule over them. So things are going sort of well, because Jeremiah had kept saying, you must submit to the Babylonians, and Gedaliah is saying the same, submit to the Babylonians. By doing so, they were recognizing, we have sinned, and the judgment that we've been given of submission to Babylon is right. And God is always pleased with that, when people recognize that they have indeed sinned and are worthy of death, are worthy of his judgment. And he shows grace to them, and that's what he does here. Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces in the fields came to Gedaliah to Mizpah. These forces in the fields, these are the remnant of the Jewish army. And they said to him, "Do you know that Baalis, the king of the children of Ammon, has sent Ishmael to take your life?" But Gedaliah didn't believe them. Then Johanan spoke to Gedaliah in Mizpah secretly, saying, "Please let me go, and I'll kill Ishmael, and nobody shall know it. Why should he take your life, that all the Jews who are gathered to you should again be scattered?" But Gedaliah said to Johanan, "You shall not do this thing, for you speak falsely of Ishmael." Well, it turned out they were right, and Ishmael did kill Gedaliah. And it just shows how often it happens that we are called to the life of love, and love involves not thinking evil. And at times that leads you to a naive position, and everyone else may laugh at you and say, "Huh, you were naive." Maybe you weren't naive. Maybe you were simply living on a higher level of love than they were. And okay, you may suffer for that. But in the end, what is the choice? We have to live in love.